brachos on the first night. Thank you, Davi. Two brachos on every other night. L'hadlik ner shel Chanukah and Sh'as HaNisim. And we want to discuss today together the definition of the bracha of Sh'as HaNisim. Obviously, it's the same Sh'as HaNisim you recite from Mikra Megillah. So a lot of the conversation for Ner Chanukah and Sh'as HaNisim for Ner Chanukah will carry over to Mikra Megillah as well. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, we don't have that much conversation in the Gemara. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, we do, in particular, the Birchas HaRoah. That's the unique part of Chanukah that you don't have in Megillah, that you make a Birchas HaRoah. So today's shiur is not just about Chanukah, it's more or less the same conversation of Mikra Megillah, that you could be mechalik between the two, but let's assume it's the same for Mikra Megillah and Chanukah. What's the definition of Birchas HaRoah? So instead of going through, it's the definition of Sh'as HaNisim, excuse me. So instead of going through the Gemaras and saying, well, this is the simple pshat, this is the less simple pshat, how do you get to the Chakiras, how do you get? They're just going to be frontal lumbus today, okay? Make believe this is a regular Shana Aleph shir. You prepare the Gemara Rashi Tosus and Rishonim. I tell you what the Chakiras are, rather than me telling you how to get to the Chakiras. Hopefully today you'll appreciate how hard we work in shir, not just to give you Chakiras and Nafkaminos, but to show you how to get to them. What's the machlokas? How do you map the sukkah? All that stuff. We don't have enough time for that today, so it's going to be, okay. So this will give you a prop. You see, Davi, sometimes it's good when it's a little messy. Today I'm going to spoon feed you the sukkah. Okay, here's the spoon. Here's the spoon. Here's the question. Okay, now, Kamina number one. Even when I'm spoon feeding you, I'm giving it to you in a sequential order that makes it easier to understand. Okay, so now, Kamina number one, the clearest Kamina before you enter the nitty gritty is, do you make the bracha over Lasiasan? Would you make the bracha afterwards? 2 days in the Ritva. I think I gave you the Ritva here at some point. May mevarech v'nagru levarech achav gimel amin aleph v'nagru levarech shlashtam kodim hadlaka. You make all three brachos before the hadlaka. If it's over lasiyasin, then what does that sound like? Over lasiyasin indicates that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. The problem is, why would you make two Birchas HaMitzvahs? Evidently, if there are two Birchas HaMitzvahs, if Sh'as HaNisim is indeed a Birchas HaMitzvah, then evidently there are two mitzvahs. Like, okay, I can't avoid the methodology. Where else in halacha do you have two mitzvahs and two brachas within one mitzvah, two layers? Anyone know? Tefillin, very good, excellent. Kriyat Shema, maybe if you say it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, all three are Birchas HaMitzvah. Pashas, only one is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Even that may not be. Where else? Birchas HaTorah, multiple layers of Birchas HaMitzvah. Erisin, according to Sam Rishon, we make a bracha l'kadosh isha and al. We don't have the second bracha today, but in the days of the Rishonim, they did have two brachos. Mila, ala mila, lechnisa, brisa, shalav, ravino. So anytime you see two brachos, evidently there are two layers to the mitzvah, which is a winter wonderland for briskers. Briskers love two brachos for a mitzvah, because that indicates svedinim, two levels, two elements. So evidently, there are two levels. One is the mitzvah nu, one of the two levels of the mitzvah in Chanukah, one is the hadlaka, one is Persumenisa. Rose an exception where you'll see later what Rose is. Okay, so there are two parts of the mitzvah. One is to be madlik neros, one is to be mfarsim the nes. So on one part of the mitzvah, normal people, not Rose, on one part of the mitzvah you make lahadlik ner, one part of the mitzvah you make Sh'as HaNisim lavosinu, two mitzvahs, two brachos, they both have to be over lasiyasan, like any birchas mitzvah. Then the Ritva quotes another day that you make the bracha Sh'as HaNisim lavosinu, not over lasiyasan, but afterwards. If you make a bracha afterwards, it's not a birchas mitzvah. If it's not a birchas mitzvah, well, it can't be birchas anen, and you're not eating the neros. So what's the third category of a bracha? Birchas HaShevach. You're being Meshevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you being Meshevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? There's no lightning, there's no thunder, there's no Mediterranean Sea, there's no Besamim. Classic Birchas HaShevach. Besamim may be Hananin. So what are you thanking Hashem for? Two-letter word, starts with ends with S. You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the day. So Meshevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah of being Mefarsim the Nes. Again, it's both Nes, so don't get confused. You're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah of the Farsim as a Nes. You're just thanking Hashem. So Birchas HaShevach, just like I thank Hashem for food, just like I thank Hashem for thunder and lightning, I thank Hashem for a rainbow, I thank Hashem Birchas HaGomel, I thank Hashem Sh'as HaNis, just like you thank Hashem, as we'll see later. If you go to a location where Hashem did a personal nes for you or your family, you make a bracha Sh'as HaNis b'makom hazeh. No one would say that traveling to a place where your great 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 grandfather survived the Civil War. No one's gonna make great 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 with a funny mustache. No one's gonna say, oh, in that place you're making a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, right? Maybe your great great grandfather or it's down south, so about the war. So maybe if what'd be a good name? Solomon Diener. You know, Solomon Diener, if he survived the Civil War. You know, Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaShevach. So this is a national historical Birchas HaShelech. Hashem performed the nes for all of us, and therefore we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first nafka mina is the Ritva Tirdeos, whether it's over La Siyasan or afterwards. And of course, as I said before, briskers like to get the best of both worlds. So you make it both before and after. How can it be before and after? You light the first candle, and then you say Shas and Nisim, and then you light the rest of the candles. So it's a Berchas HaShevach. Again, Berchas HaShevachs are always responsive. They're always in response to something. You don't make a Berchas HaShevach before lightning. You make a Berchas HaShevach after lightning. You don't make a Berchas the only exception is food, because it's also a matir. So you make a Berchas HaShevach when you see a rainbow, when you see lightning, when you hear thunder, when you see lightning, see thunder, right? Harsinei v'chalam rumi sakalos v'salafidim. When you see, when you hear, when you experience, when you smell, when you go, when you bench after food. Again, Bercha Rishon is a matir also, so it has to be lifneichein. That's the proof that it's also a matir. So that's enough gemin in the Ritva. If Shas Anisim is a Berchas HaMitzvah and Pesumin Isa, it's Avalasi Asan. If it's a Berchas HaShevach, it should be dafka afterwards. He says, see the candle, reminding you of the nes, and Mishmech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nes. Like I said before, briskers like to do both. Tonight, if you want to be a real brisker, say Shal Hadlik, light one candle. Say Shal Sanisim, light the second candle. The first night, briskers, like I said, they have a Hadlaka Arucha, where you light it for a long time. There's about over La Siyasan and Lacha La Siyasan, depending on how long your work is, how long you have a Hadlaka Arucha. It seems like this is also two days in Tosos. So at least let's get a little bit of methodology in. Tosos, I quoted to you, Tosos in Sukkah, source number 4, wants to know why there's not a Sha'asa Nisim by other mitzvahs. Okay? Now, the premise of the question, guys, according to the premise, a little methodology, going to the premise of the question, what is Sha'asa Nisim if Tosos wants to expand it to other mitzvahs? What can it not be? What? I'm pulling my glasses down. What can it not be if it extends to other mitzvahs? Pesum and Nisa. Can't be B'sur Menisa. It's only two times of Chai, three times of Chai from B'sur Menisa. So if Tosis is asking why you don't take it to Lulav, there's no B'sur Menisa in Lulav. What's the B'sur Menisa in Lulav? There's no Nes that Lulav recalls. The Shemin recalls the Ner Chanukah. The Megillah recalls Dalat Kosos Shokaula, whatever. So the fact that Tosis is even thinking about extending it shows that at least in the question, Tosis felt that it's a Birchas HaShevach on a Nes. And now, just like Mishabach on a Nes, let's be Mishabach on Mitzvahs. That maybe recall Nisa, right? There's a difference between recalling Nisa and pursuing Nisa. Lulav is not pursuing Nisa. Pursuing Nisa, you need something that happened. You need the oil, you need to read the Megillah, you need to live through the Nes. Pursuing Nisa is you have to live through what happened. Lulav is not pursuing Nisa. Maybe Shevach, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Lulav, it's Sukkos. I'm thanking you for giving me a Sukkah. I'm thanking you. But it's not pursuing Nisa. It's Shevach, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is whatever the Antif represents. So the fact that Tosfos wants to extend it beyond Megillah and beyond Chanukah shows that it's not Pesum Menisa. Now the question is, what's Tosfos going to say in his answer? Is he going to reject the Hava Minhag and say, no, the mitzvah of Brachas Shas Anisim is Pesum Menisa, and therefore it's naturally bounded only to Chanukah and Megillah? Or is he going to say, no, it's a Shevach, and it's a Shevach on mitzvot, and a Shevach on Neis, and for some reason we say it only for Chanukah and Purim, and not for others. So let's see the two days in Tosfos. He says, Lo takinu levarach leroa, natan, there's no brachas haro, which is the Sha'asa Nisim, which you don't make only if you're a ro, but you make even if you're a ro. Ro is the even, not the only. It's not called brachas haro, it's called brachas Sha'asa Nisim, which you make a bracha even. So why is there no Sha'asa Nisim that can then be extended to the roa? Tosa isn't asking why is there not brachas haro. He's saying why is there not Sha'asa Nisim, which we can then extend to a roa because of the nature of Sha'asa Nisim, which we'll see in a moment. Why isn't there Sha'asa Nisim? So Tosa says, Ella, Gabi Chanukah Mishum Chavivos Hanes, because sounds like Pursu Minisa is unique to Chanukah. The Gam Mishum Shish Kambani Adam Shain Lam Batam Beimel Mikhaim is a mitzvah. Okay? The Od Yesh Lefare Yesh Lo Shaykh Lesakin Leroa Bracha Shain Osim Mevarach. So it's not like in the first day of Tosos, Tosos says, you know why there's no Bracha Saroa / Sha'as Anisim by other mitzvahs? Because it's Pursu Minisa. Tosos calls it Chavivos Hanes. Pursu Minisa. It's a Pesum Menisa, it's a Bracha Pesum Menisa, that's only by Chanukah Megillah. Second answer is, it's just technically. We would have made it by Lulav and Sukkah, but everyone's got a Lulav and a Sukkah. It's not hard to have a Lulav and a Sukkah. But not everyone has a home. Since not everyone has a home, people aren't going to be able to light if they don't have a home. Big questions today for some of your friends in the army. Where should they light? So the answer is, you can light in your tank. Problem is, how can you light in your tank? It's a little dangerous. So what?
I thought it was like a folded down thing.
Oh, they have it in folded. Now they have it. Show me the fixture. So what the old psak was from the Yom Kippur War, because the Yom Kippur War lasted into Hanukkah, the old psak, and Rav Aaron has a whole truth on this, is that there are two questions. A, is your tank your house? The answer is yes. Rav Aaron thought it was. B, okay, now how do you put fire into a tank? Not a good idea at any stretch of the imagination. So now I guess they equip the nameres and the tanks have a little fold-out shelf. But the answer was, it could be somech. Shlomo Zalman, who feels that b'shas hadchak, you can use incandescent light as Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. So if you're ever stuck somewhere, you need Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, b'di'eved, don't get an LED light, because it's not a coil that becomes electrically charged. It's a whole different technology. But Shlomo Zalman says that b'di'eved, you can use incandescent lights, old-style light bulbs, old-style flashlights. You can write this. All of a sudden, people are starting to buy old-style flashlights for Ner Chanukah, and you walk into any store, guess what the latest big hit in any store is now? Transistor radios. Why is transistor radio selling out? Because we've been told to have a transistor radio in our mamad, just in case the internet falls and the electricity falls, so you can be updated on the news, and everyone's buying these little, even know what a transistor radio is? These old radios, these little boxes with... It's like turn the station, turn. Basically, a radio that works on batteries, not a radio that works on internet, not a radio that works on electricity. Oh my goodness. I had a Snoopy Charlie Brown transistor radio right under my pillow in 1974, following the Mets on their road trip out west. There were 75,000 games out of first place, but I was still rooting for them to beat the Padres, you know, in the late innings, 2 a.m, hiding from my parents, listening to my Snoopy radio, a little Snoopy Charlie Brown radio. They finally got a hit. Okay, so it's a big run on transistor radios and flashlights. Anyway, so it sounds like the first day Antosa says, you know why there's no Birchas Haroah for other mitzvahs? Because it's Chavivas Anais and Pursuim Anisim, and that's why the Shas Anisim and Shas Anisim can extend to others, right? Whereas, when it comes to other mitzvahs, there's no Pursuim Anisim. From the second shot in Tosos, and especially since Tosos starts to ask about mezuzah, so the second shot in Tosos sounds like it's a Birchas HaShevach, and in theory, a Birchas HaShevach goes beyond Pursuim Anisim, and it can apply to Lulav, and it can apply to the Sukkah, and in theory, it can even apply to Mezuzah. You can Shevach Hashem for giving you protection, for mitzvahs, whatever the Shevach is. And the answer is, why is there no special mitzvah that can extend to a Roah? Because we assume that Lulav and Sukkah everyone has, whereas Chanukah not everyone has, if they're in a tank without a shelf, and therefore we made a Bracha Shas Anisim, which can extend to the Roah, by Ner Chanukah and Megillah, we didn't make it by the Lulav and Sukkah, and Tosfos is a little stuck, why not by Mezuzah, because not everyone has a house. Okay? So this is the, seems like there are 3 days in Tosfos, how to understand Bracha Shas Anisim. Again, nafkamina number one, here's my spoon, the Ritva, Shas Anisim is before or after. Nafkamina number two, not really nafkamina, but why doesn't it apply to other mitzvahs? So the first Shas Anisim sounds like Pursuim Anisa is limited to only 2, maybe 3 mitzvahs, Dalet Kosos, Mikra Megillah, and Ner Chanukah. Second Shas Anisim, you know, it's really just a technical reason. Chazal technically differentiated between Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah, because not everyone will have a Ner Chanukah, presumably not everyone will have a Mikra Megillah, again. Natan, for now, in Tosfos, there's still work to do, because Tosfos, I didn't distinguish in Tosfos between Roah and Shas Anisim. I assume that Roah is only Shaykh when you have a Shas Anisim. So the question about Roah is effectively the question about Shas Anisim. It's not exactly what Tosfos is saying, because Tosfos is focusing on Chanukah, why they made it to Chanukah and Chanukah, not by Megillah, because Megillah, everyone has the Megillah, but Chanukah, they don't have a Megillah. So there's a lot more work to do in Tosfos. I was just using Tosfos to highlight why there's a Birchas Haroah / Shas Anisim by Chanukah and Megillah as opposed to others. The second answer in Tosfos, it sounds like he's only talking about Chanukah because not everyone has a house, not everyone will have a menorah, presumably everyone will have a Megillah, so you still have to know why they made a Shas Anisim. So for now, I haven't distinguished between the two. I just wanted you to show the 2 days in Tosfos. Okay? The big nafkamina is, as Nathan said before, the fact that there could be a Birchas Haroah for Shas Anisim. The final Shas Anisim was a takana. Our shir today is not about Birchas Haroah. Our shir today is trying to understand one level up the definition of Birchas Shas Anisim. But the way we're going to understand Shas Anisim is by going one level down and analyzing the dynamics of Birchas Haroah. Who do you make? When do you make? How do you make the Birchas Haroah? That's going to be our up and down. What we really want to know is the nature of Shas Anisim. That's the shir today. But most of the shir is going to focus on this phenomenon called Birchas Haroah. How does that indicate the nature of Shas Anisim? Okay, so the Gemara, as you saw, says famous Gemara, Haroah Ner Chanukah, Amar Rav Chiya, Madlik Ner Chanukah makes 3 brachas. Haroah makes 1 bracha over the first night, 2 brachas, Shechiyanu. Okay, so question number 1. Who is this Roah? That's the big machlokas rishonim. Is it someone that, on the extreme, already lit Chanukah and walks by a menorah and makes a bracha? Sounds that way from the Ritva or possibly from Rashi in Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel? Let's see, Rashi, Shabbos Chav Gimel Men Aleph. Ha'over Bashuk V'roa Be'echad HaChatzeros Dalek. Rashi interprets the Roa Stam. You pass by and you see a menorah. No qualifications, no limitations. You lit at home. You had latkes at home, levivot at home, you had a mesiba at home, you had sifkaniyot, you're all maxed out on Chanukah. You can't be more Chanukah. You went to my shir, can't be more Chanukah. Then you pass by late at night when you go into the shul just to close up shop, and you see a Chanukah, Berachat Hashem, Ukirim al Cholam, Shasa Nisim Lavosena, Ba'imazim Bazah. Sounds that way from the Ritva. I didn't give you the Ritva, but the Ritva says, extends Rashi. Rashi doesn't say you repeat the Bracha, but from Rashi's Stam statement, since it's all inclusive, it can even refer, Rashi, again, source number 5, Rashi in, source number 6, Rashi in Shabbos. It can sound like anyone and everyone makes a bracha, even someone that already. So the Ritva, Dibra Maschel Haroa, says, Yei Shomrim, Shemivarech al Hari'iya, Lechoz Mivarech, Mishah Shemadlik. Okay, the Ritva isn't talking about making a bracha after Hadlaka and Riyah. He's talking about making a bracha after Re'io and Hadlaka. So that could be a little different. But the Rambam has a tshuva, and get ready for this extension. Not only do you make a bracha if you lit already, and then you see, but what happens if you go out at 9 o'clock to a Chanukah party, and you pass by a halacha menorah, not a non-halachic menorah like in a party. I see if you're in my shir, Matzei Shabbos, you will remember that menorahs that are not lit in shul should not have brachos. My apologies to Chabad. This is the Soloveitchik Shitavi. Only menorahs in shul before a minyan, not menorahs in baseball stadiums, not menorahs in weddings, not menorahs in bar mitzvahs. Only menorahs in front of a minyan. There's a din in front of a minyan. But let's say on your way to the Chanukah party, you pass by 5 houses a block away. You know what the Rambam says in one of his tshuvos? You make 5 brachas. Shasanisim, 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 shasanisim. Make a lot of brachas. Now, Rashi doesn't talk about how many you make, but Rashi invites it, right? You see a menorah, you say, the Gemara doesn't say only the first time you see it. It says every time you see a menorah, you make a bracha. And it sounds from Rashi in Shabbos, even if you're already lit in your house, you make a bracha sarah. The Ritva says close to that. He says if you see and then you light, you make 2 shasanisims. It's not clear whether if you light and then you see, but Rashi certainly enables that pshat. According to the Rambam, there should be no limit. Basically, Brichas Re'iya Natan allows me to separate Shas Anisim from Hadlaka and to recite it as many times as I want. That's the theme alert. There's no connection between Hadlaka and Brichas Re'iya. If I lit already and I see, if I see and then I light, and I can say 1,000 times Brichas Shas Anisim Lavaseinu when I see Menaras. Who argues? Who says no, 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 no? The ideal is to integrate, incorporate Shas Anisim with the Maisa Hadlaka, and this whole thing called Berchas Re'iya, here's the methodology, look at my hands. Shrink, 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 shrink. Who does Berchas Re'iya apply to? What? Who does it apply to according to the Rashba? Someone that's not going to light, and they won't light for him, and he can't light. But if you're someone that has Hadlaka in the horizons, maybe you're going home, then don't do this Berchas Re'iya business. Better to combine Shas Anisim with Hadlaka. So we have 2 pole positions, 2 extreme positions, without getting into all the details about the differences. Rashi on steroids, right? The way the Rambam says, there's no connection between the two, at least Rashi and Shabbos. You lit, make another bracha, maybe make another bracha. The Ritva seems to say that. Again, it's not lighting and then seeing, but seeing and then lighting. But let's assume right now there's no difference between lighting and then seeing and then lighting. And then you can make not just on seeing and lighting, but on lighting and seeing, and seeing and seeing and seeing and seeing and seeing and seeing, or seeing, 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 lighting, seeing, 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 make a bracha. They're 2 totally separate systems. As opposed to the Rashba, or Rashi's Rebbe. So now look at Rashi. Well, first of all, let's take a look at Rashi and Sukkah. Sounds a lot like the Rashba. There's a famous theorem in Rashi. Rashi in Sukkah says, Haroa ner Chanukah, koi ashalo hidlik bevesa. Someone that didn't yet light. Ve'over b'shu sarabim, ve'osa v'pischa yisol, sh'mitzvah ner bevesach, tzach lever chalishona. That sounds like Rashi is a little closer to the Rashba in Sukkah. If you lit already, you don't make another Shas Anisim. But if you didn't light yet, then you still make Shas Anisim, even if you're light. So there's a lot of mid-range positions in the Shita. I'm not going to go through all the Shitas. The extreme position is the Rashba. The only Berachas HaRoah is someone that didn't light and won't light. The other extreme is the Rambam and the Peradar and the Tshuva. You make a bracha as many times as you want. You did light, you didn't light, you will light, you won't light. Sounds that way from Rashi and Shabbos. Sounds a little bit that way from the Ritva and Shabbos. So come on, guys. What's this machlokas? Why should you say it's better to say Sha'as HaNisim on a nair that you've lit as opposed to saying Sha'as HaNisim independent of the Ma'isa Hadlaka? What would you say? If Sha'as HaNisim is... If Sha'as HaNisim, don't give me the Rambam, give me the Geder. Either it's a Berachas HaMitzvah and Persum Enisa, or it's a Berachas HaShavach on the Nes, which the candle triggers by seeing it. So if it's a Berachav, okay, let me lead you. If it's a Berachav on the Nes, which the candle triggers, should it be incorporated or can it be autonomous? Autonomous. It's a Berachav on Chanukah. We'll see later, as you may make a Berachav even if you don't have a candle. It's a Berachav on Chanukah. Thank Hashem for Chanukah. Now, ideally, you shouldn't just make a bracha on Chanukah in your mind, but the candle reminds you of the Nisim of Chanukah, and you make the bracha, tell you on the Rambam's description of Chanukah. But if it's a bracha on Pesur Menisa, there's a mitzvah Pesur Menisa, then you could start to wave your finger and say, okay, the two mitzvahs, what's the relationship between the mitzvahs? The two separate mitzvahs. Or Chazal Misaka, the two mitzvahs is one. You should be Mefarzim through my Sadaka, the same question of Mikra Megillah. Are the two separate mitzvahs? What's the level? We said before, Tefillin, Shalyat, Tefillin, Sharosh. Now the same question. Is there any integration between anything? It's two mitzvahs, but they're not just two mitzvahs, but they're part of one incorporated continuum. You want to know about their relationship. You don't have to say like the Rashba, but the best way to say the Rashba is to say the Baruch of Sha'as HaNisim is on Pesur Menisa. If Sha'as HaNisim is on the Nes, it's Chanukah. It's Yuzim the mitzvahs. Okay, you want to see a Nair, so you see a Nair. But what difference does it make if it's the Nair that I lit or the Nair that you lit? I make Sha'as HaNisim on Chanukah. Oh! What's this candle? It's 4:39. I'm walking home. I see the first brisker guy in all of... I'm in, I guess, what would it be? It would be certain provinces of China. The first Jew in the entire world to light near Hanukkah, right? When does Hanukkah first set in? You're in China, right? You're not yet at the date line.
Or Russia.
Right, so, but China's even more, right, north, right? Okay, so the first Jew in your Kirkutsk or something, up there in Russia, it's a very, oh my goodness, imagine traveling to Kirkutsk, being the first Jew to light, you like that, Eitan, you get your sweater, the first Jew to light before Hanukkah, it's 4:39, I'm a Russian brisker, like real brisker, still with a real brisker, and I'm lighting at 4, what was the scale, let's say 4, whatever, 4:28, I'm lighting, I'm the first person, and Yehuda's there watching this idiot guy lighting Kirkutsk. Baruch atah Hashem, you haven't lit yet, you're getting on a plane to go back to normal civilization. Say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, sha'as ha'nisim la'avoseinu bayamim me'ez. When I said, Chanukah, and I saw the first Ner Chanukah, what did it make? You will light, you won't light, you did light. And as you travel through each country, maybe make another sha'as ha'nisim every time you see. Whereas according to the Rashba, it sounds like the brachas on Pesur Menisa, and therefore, chazal misake, not two mitzvahs, but hadlaka mifarsemes. And that's really the next level of the conversation. We're not going to get to today. What's the relationship between the Maisa Hadlaka and the Pesur Menisa? As you can probably know, that's the sugya of some of you who have seen that. Hadlaka was a mitzvah. Hanacha was a mitzvah. What's the relationship between the two? But the only way to get to the Rashba's limitation is to go through Pesur Menisa. It's a Berachas HaShevach. It's very hard to get to the Rashba. It's a Shevach on the Nes. The candle triggers memories of the Nes. What difference does it make? My candle, your candle. Okay? So this is the second Naftamina. The first Naftamina is when you make the Sha'as HaNisim. Second Nafkamina is, do you make a Sha'as HaNisim as a Ro'eh? Okay, now we're going one level down. We're talking about Sha'as HaNisim as a Ro'eh. That time we're going to go back up to Sha'as HaNisim in general. Make a Berachas HaNisim Shevach. Do you make a Berachas Sha'as HaNisim as a Ro'eh if you've already lit or you will light? Or only if you're someone that has no access to lighting like the Rashba? It's a very, very exceptional situation because you don't have any choice, so then you make it on Pesur Menisa without the Ma'aseh Hadlaka. A related question to the Rashba and Rashi's question. On what candle would you light? Let's say you are staying in, I don't know, sleeping on a park bench on Hanukkah in a Gentile town. My Zaidi told me that after the Holocaust, he was very close with Rav Kahaneman, who founded the yeshiva of, anyone know? Panevish. The Panevish of Rav. He was very close with him from Slovakia. So after the war, Rav Kahaneman wanted to build Panevish, B'nai Brak. So he went with my grandfather, who evidently had connections in America. He was an American rabbi, not a wealthy one, but I guess he took whatever you can. And they went through the backwater of California's towns in Northern California, where all these Jews ran to after the Holocaust, and they disguised themselves, and they changed their names, they became movie moguls and whatever. and they were collecting dimes and nickels for the yeshiva panimish. And they said, it haunts me, this story, that they wanted to save money for the yeshiva, so they would sleep on park benches. They would go to sleep at night, they find a park, and they go to sleep on a park bench. So every time I'm in America, I'm in Frisch, and they take me to the cave, and whatever it's called, the den, the cave, and you know, if you don't want to spend yeshiva's money, you know, say, you pay for it, put it on Frisch's bill or something. And they want to save money. So let's say you're sleeping on a park bench in a goyish town. So you don't have a hotel. If you have an hotel, you can make a case, maybe you can lighten the hotel because you're being socher, so you don't have your house. And there are no other Jews in town. Can you see? Can you just light a candle and make a berachas haro? You can't make a hadlik ner shul chanukah, but can you light a candle and make a berachas haro? One better. Let's say you ask your goyish friend, your kind goyish friend who supports Israel. He hates all these anti-Semitic rallies. He's standing with Israel guys. Do me a favor, light a candle. I'm looking at making. After all, it's a candle. Most things are goyish candle. It's a candle. There's no difference then between his candle and my candle. If I don't have a home, I can't be mekayim the mitzvah. So for me, it's a candle. For him, it's a candle. It's a candle. Can I make a berachas haroa, shas anisim, on a candle? A little less extreme, okay? Less extreme version of the question we'll see in the Meiri. A less extreme version of the question is, what happens if I'm in, I don't know, I'm in right now, I'm going to say Azach HaSashem, but let's say I'm in Iran, okay? And the Iranians are on my case, and they're chasing me down, and it's a shas sakana, they say you're not allowed to light candles. So what do you do b'shasa sakana? Malika b'shulcha b'esa v'dai. You light it on your dining room table. Where there's presumably no pursum inisa. Let's assume right now there's no pursum inisa. Can I make a shasa nisim on a candle that doesn't have any pursum inisa? It's the same type of question. The first version of the question is more extreme. Second version of the question is less extreme. The most extreme version is, a candle I see in a shop, you know, chasa shalom, like a Christmas candle, but a candle I see, you know, flickering in a shop. Someone lit a candle, vigil for Save the Whales or something. People lighting candles. Can I say, Shasin? Yeah. I said, for you, it's a whale candle. For me, I see, you know, it's a chafei kislev, but it's Hanukkah. Shasin needs another Seder, maybe it's one as a. Okay, that's very, very extreme. Let's say not. Let's say you've lit Hanukkah. You're a Hanukkah guy, you have a menorah, you got Hanukkah, you said Motzur, you're nice for a mid. But it's not Pursim Inisa, because it's on your dining room table. As you can't put it in a window in the front. Assuming right now that Al Shulchan Beis lacks Pursim Inisa. You could argue that Shulchan Beis B'Shas HaSakan is Pursim Inisa, but for the inside, it's not for the outside. But let's assume right now there's no Pursim Inisa. Can you make a Shechiyanu? Now we're not asking Natan who can make it. Are you a lighter or someone that will not light? But on what type of candle? You hear the methodology? What type of candle will allow Shas HaNisim for the Roa? So Roa is not the Chiddush. Roa is just a derivative, it's a manifestation of Shas HaNisim. Roa helps us understand Shas HaNisim. So let's see the Meiri, source number 8. Mi she'ein lo lahadlik. Ve'einu b'makom she'efshel lo liros. Yesh omrim, she'mivarach, here's the most extreme version. I didn't tell you this yet, but now we can see the most extreme version. Let's say, not only are you in a goyish town, but it's a town that's banned candles. There's no wax, there's no oil, there's no matches. They're being very protective of the environment. So not only is it no near Hanukkah, there's no candles. Me, she'ein lo lahadlik. Or you're on a ship. Or you're on a spaceship in NASA. Or you're in a tank, Ari, without the shelf they built in the Namer. And no flashlights, no incandescent flashlights. Ve'en remakum she'efshel lo liros, yesh omim she'mevarech li'atzmo, shas anisim. Just make a Shas HaNisim. Hanukkah time, Shas HaNisim Lavasenu, Hayamim Mahem is Manazah. Now, clearly this is not Pursum Minisim, not being Mekarsim Minis, because Pursum Minis happens through a candle. Clearly this is a Berchas HaShevach on the day, on the Nisim, without the trigger of the candle. Ideally, you should make a Berchas HaShevach Tashem for the Nisim of Hanukkah by being triggered with the candle, but no trigger, so you make the Berchah anyway. Look at the lashon of the Shildos. If I got to give it to you on the Makara, source number 1, the Chadmati Yoma Disrachesh Lo Nisim LeYisrael, when a day in which a nes happened for Am Yisrael, when it occurs, on Chanukah Purim, Mechayev Levruchei Baruch Hashem Asa Nisim LaVaseinu is Manazah, Bechanukah Al Sharga B'Purim Mikra Megillah. Sounds like it's a bracha on the nes. Chadmati Yoma Disrachesh Lo Nisim LeYisrael. It's not a bracha sa Pesurmei Nisa. It just so happens that on Hanukkah, the trigger for the Berachas HaShevach on the Neis is the candle. And on Purim, the trigger for the Berachas HaShevach on the Neis is Megillah. How do I know that it's not a bracha of Purim Nisa specific to Ner Chanukah and to Megillah, rather than a bracha on the Nes triggered by the Ner Chanukah or the Megillah? Because look at his Makor. What's the Makor for Sha'asa Nisan? Trick question. Ask your uncle, it's Tamach Chacham of Shabbos. What's the Makor for Sha'asa Nisan? I don't know, it's the Tekanes Chachamim. The Shiltas has the Makor. Parshas Yisro. Vayichad Yisro al kol ha-tova. Yisro makes a bracha to Hashem for all the Nisim he did for Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Parshas Yisro. Shenema, look at the end of the Shiltas. Vayom Yisro baruch Hashem esher yitzchah mi'ad mitzayim tachas em Mitzrayim. Yisro is being mepharsim. Nisa, there's no Mitzrayim. He's a goy. No pursuing Nisa for Yisro. Yisro is being meshabach Hashem for the Nisim he performed for Am Yisrael. Oh, even Yisro is meshabach Hashem for Nisim. Alex, you should still meshabach Hashem for Nisim. Now Yisro did it in the middle of the desert. You should do it when you see a candle, and you should do it when you hear a Mikra Megillah, because you're a Yid, and for you, responsa should be halachic. You're a halachic man. Yisro is not halachic man. He just comes to the desert, baruch Hashem. But basically, you and Yisro are the same. You thank Hashem for Nisim. Nothing to do with persume Nisa specific to Ner Chanukah. It's a shelach Hashem for the Nes that Hashem did to us. So the Miri takes it to the next level. Well, even if you don't have a candle, you're on an NASA spaceship, you're in a tank, yeah. You say Shas and Nisim, Chas v'Shalom. It's hard to even imagine, but the hostages in Gaza. Chanukah time comes. It's a crazy image. But if you know what day it is, you know it's Chanukah. You don't have any candles. You say Shas and Nisim, love us in. You daven to Hashem. But your name is Manazah. Maybe when you say Shas and Nisim tonight, have more kavana for all the people that can't say Shas and Nisim, all the people that need a nice. Don't just rattle off the bracha. Shas and Nisim, love us in. Okay, the Meiri. Doesn't like that. He says, "Hadvarim nirim." And then he says, "Mishaya bekvar she'ena madlik ve'ena roa." Let's say you're not a madlik, second part of the Miri, and you're not a roa. You're going kvar shel goyim. You're in a goyish town, and you're not, in a house. Yesh mechayven also lahadlik. You're not a madlik because you don't have a house. That's the beginning of the piece. But some say you should just light a candle. Shelo niftar mehadlaka achar she'ena roa b'mkom shem madlaka. Okay, you're not a madlik, you don't have a house. If you had a house, it won't be a question. But light a candle and make a shas anisim. V'af gedolei adaros shelofanein ruchmir alatzman bazu v'in advarim nirim. So he says many people, sadly, were in places they didn't have candles. Concentration camps, obviously, he was not talking about those situations, people. Remember, Jews were, it's hard to imagine how chaotic Jewish life was. When you think of expulsion, I get on a plane in Spain, have to leave Spain, I'll go to Turkey or something, I'll get on Turkish Airlines. Leaving Spain, if you were able to leave with your life without any money, means you have to travel for 2 years to get to Turkey. Living in forests, living by rivers, going from village to village, being pirated, being attacked, being killed. I mean, people are just living in crazy, crazy situations, crazy environments, being banished and expelled. We think about expulsion, it's like number 5 on the list of ways that we suffered over God. So, they didn't kill us, they didn't force to baptize us, they didn't gas us, they didn't murder, they just expelled us. Expulsion was a 50% death rate, and 50% of people didn't survive expulsion. So people were just in situations where they had no candles. Can you imagine being in a situation you have a candle? You can imagine being in a situation you don't have kosher food. But could you imagine, aside from Chas v'Shalom being a hostage, like, where would you not have a candle? You could be in the craziest remote place, go buy a candle. It's a candle. They didn't have candles. So people were machmir to, or didn't have a house to stay, to buy a candle. Again, the Meiri, it sounds like, he doesn't agree with lighting a candle, stam, that doesn't have halachic meaning, but he does agree from the beginning with making a bracha without a candle. So in many ways, the Meiri says it's better to make a bracha without a candle, just shas anisim, rather than just light a candle, which has no halachic meaning. You don't have to be machmir. So he says, if you're in a place without a candle, first part, say shas anisim. By lighting a candle without halachic meaning won't help you. But basically, the Miri's whole direction is you don't have to recite Shas Anisim on a halachic menorah, on a halachic lighting. You don't have to recite it at all on lighting. You can recite it going to some shita, doesn't just anyone holding a candle that you see. But you don't need a halachic ma'is hadlaka to be mekayim to say Shas Anisim. According to the Miri, it's obvious it's a bracha hashevach on the nais, and you can recite without a candle or going to some shita with a non-halachic candle. Whereas if we hold that Sha'asa Nisim is a perchas ha-mitzvah and persume Nisa, again, all do respect and love for Chabad, because even though they shouldn't be making brachas according to Rav Soloveitchik in regular, public places, but it is helping to raise awareness of Chanukah, whatever. But if you ask yourself, halachically, is Chabad performing persume Nisa? The answer is no, because lighting a menorah, halachically, lighting a menorah at an intersection, no one lives at the intersection. If no one lives at the intersection, there's no mitzvah to light there. There's no mitzvah to light there, that menorah is not a halachic menorah. And therefore, there's no mekayim persimonis in the strictly legal sense. As everyone else in this room should, I support it. It's important. We should be lighting as many places as possible. And it is persimonis in the broader sense. But in terms of pure halacha, are you mekayim the mitzvah persimonisa? The answer is not. You need to have a halachic menorah to which you mekayim. Just like if, let's say, Gabi, you were to gather everyone in South Africa and give them a major, major shiur. You'd invite the chief rabbi of South Africa to give a shiur on Purim and Esther and be an incredible shiur. Everyone would gather for the Esther and Daba, right? That's how they call these gatherings in South Africa. Everyone together. And Rabbi Goldstein will give an amazing shiur about who Esther was and Mordechai. Everyone go back to Persia, and it'd be really amazing. You won't be mekayim persimonisa. You know you're mekayim persimonisa? You go into shul, take out a megillah. As I'm mezaken persimonisa in strictly halachic terms, through a maisa hadlaka, al pi halacha, and through a mikra megillah al pi halacha. So the candles and Chabad lights are incredible, but it's not halachic persimonisa. So if the bracha of Shas Anisim is in persimonisa, you can't detach it from halachic hadlaka. If it's a bracha on the nais, then ideally you should trigger it with a halachic hadlaka. But you can trigger it in theory according to some shittas with a candle, or even if you feel a candle is meaningless, it's just a candle, at least just say it in your mind and respond to the nais. So this is the third nafka mina. Nafka mina number one, when? Nafka mina number two, Birchas Haroa, only someone that will not light, or even someone that did light will light. Number three, what about if you don't have hadlaka at all? Number four, okay, what happens if you already heard the brachos, but you didn't see the candles? And then you go out and see someone's candles. Would you say, okay, even though I've already been yotze, brachos and hadlaka, now that I'm a roa, I should maybe make another bracha. This is the inverse of the person who will light. Now, someone who lit already, okay, you can say he already did his. Not according to the Rambam, not possibly according to Rashi. But let's say we say that once you were madlik already, you saw, you were yotze. What happens if I call my wife? This happened once in my life. In Baruch Hashem, it was only in America. One night of Hanukkah in my life, I was on a plane, I was coming back to Eretz Yisrael, very makbid when I go to try to be home for Hanukkah. But I called my wife, and I was getting on a plane first night of Hanukkah, and it was a Sunday night. And I said, please be motzi me. A wife can be bound if you not have a beso. So my wife was motzi me, all the mitzvahs. Okay? Including, now let's say, just to stack the deck, as Rishonim stacked the deck, not only was I yotzi the mitzvah, but I also heard the brachos. But I didn't see near Hanukkah. I was in the other room. I was busy saving lives, whatever. I told my wife, I'm not going to have time. I'm busy, busy every second now. You make the bracha. You do hadlaka. I'll hear from the other room. I'll say amen, but I just can't. I need to, you know, I'm sitting in front of a screen helping soldiers in Gaza. One of my son-in-laws, that's his job. He sits on screens, finds mechablim, calls the Air Force, go get him. You know, basically sits there in an intelligence unit. So let's say you're doing that. You literally don't have a second. Sakana sefashas bikuach nefesh. You say, you go to the other room, light menorah for me, and I hear my wife's bracha, I say, amen, I got it all done. I'm yotze all the mitzvahs. And then there's a bit of a pause. I walk outside and see someone's menorah. Should I say birchas shas and nisim lav hasein? Would I be someone who's birchas hara? So this is the reverse question. Questions until now have been where I can't do persimonisa, but I can do birchas hasherach al hanes. This is a machlokas. If you saw me, I didn't put it down for you. This is a machlokas between, oh my goodness. Okay, I'll say it very quickly. The machlokas between the Ra'ah and the Shita L'Ran. I apologize for not letting you know. The Ran, there are two Rans on Shabbos. There's a Chidush Ran, which we never had until recently. And then in the Chidush Haran, there's something called the Shita L'Ran. What happened was when they start to collect all the Rishonim, they didn't have Rishonim on certain Masechtos, So until they would put in a Rishon that wrote on Shabbos and they put it into the Ran. And people started to think it was the Ran. It's not really. For example, the old Rashbas. So you have your grandfather's old Rashba, your three-set Rashbas. They didn't have the Rashba and Ksivas. It was only discovered recently. So everyone in the world knows the Rashba and Ksivas is really the Ramban. They took the Ramban and put it into the three-volume Rashba. So I'll show you. I'll bring it in next week. I have an old style Rashba. And I actually learned from that Rashba, but the middle section of Ksivas is from the Ramban. So this, in the set, the five-volume set, the old set, I would say they have now, but the old five-volume set of Chidush Ran on Shabbos is not really the Ran. It's a sheet of the Ran. So I can't compare anything to the Ran. So in my mind, I just call it the Ran. Everyone knows it's not the Ran, but I realize it's a different generation. So the Ran quotes the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah's Shita. Okay, is something on the sheet here? No. Okay, the Ra'ah says that if, let's say, you heard all the brachas from your wife, and then you go out and see an heir, you should still make the brachas ra'ah. The Archas Chayim, and then the other somebody when they're Lagus. Ben Aaron, a famous French town of Lunil, says that if you're Yotze all the brachas and the mitzvah from your wife, you shouldn't make a brachas ra'ah. Can you explain that, Machlokas? Why should you make a brachas ra'ah if you've already been Yotze everything? You've already done all the mitzvahs. Because your wife lived for you. And you heard the brachas. So if brachas shasa nisim is persuma nisa, I've already been makai in the mitzvah. Persuma nisa is a one-off mitzvah. You don't do persuma nisa. I mean, it's all great. Call it marbarism shubach. So brachas shasa nisim is only persuma nisa. I've already done, who's done persuma nisa? My wife. She's much, she has to do persuma nisa. Ishtika gufa. So I've already checked all the boxes. I've already done hadlaka. I've already done persuma nisa. I've already heard the brachas. There's no need for me to make a brachas ara. I've already finished all my mitzvahs. You have already finished your mitzvahs. If you take your lulav and you put it down, would you make another bracha when you pick it up again? Chanukah is two mitzvahs, hadlaka and pesimenisa. You know what? I did both. How did I do both? Through my wife. And not only did I do both, but I made both brachas. My wife, that's why we're stacking the deck. I did the mitzvahs and I made the brachas. Why should I make a brachas ara'ah? But if she'asa nisim is not a brachas ara'ah, if she'asa nisim is not a bracha b'siminisa, but a bracha of shevach on the neis. So now that I'm actually seeing the candle, maybe there's a higher level of shevach. And I'm going to make a bracha, the sheet of the ra'ah. B'siminisa, I've already done. I've already finished my mitzvahs. No more mitzvahs for me to do. But now I'm seeing the candle, and I'm going to give shevach in a way that I couldn't give shevach before. Or to say it differently, maybe brachas shevach is better if it's personal rather than through a shliach. Brachas a mitzvah, there's no difference between mir or shliach. If Berach Shas Anisim is a Berach Shas Mitzvah, what difference does it make? I already made the bracha. I did it through a shliach. If it's a Berach Shas Shevach, it could be there's a higher madrega of Shevach done personally when you see something rather than being Yotze when someone did it for you. Or you can say even more extreme, can you even be Yotze? Berach Shas Shevach through a Shtuk Gufa. That's a very extreme version we're not going to talk about in Shir today. Okay, I'll just tell you the two questions just in case you want to think about them before you go. Question number, one is a Ramban. The Ramban very, very interestingly has a machlokas between steer between what he says in Psachim and what he says, but that's not a nafkamina. But nafkamina number five would be, one, again, when do you make the bracha? Two, brachas aroa for someone that's going to light or did light. Number three, the question of what type of candle. Number four, if you ready or yotze the mitzvah and heard the brachas. Number five would be the seder habrachas. Do you make lahadlik sha'asa nisim and shechiyano, as we do? Or, as Masechta Soforim says, you make Lahadlik, Shechiyanu, and Sha'asa Nisim in the end. Why would you make Sha'asa Nisim close to Lahadlik before Shechiyanu? Why would you make it afterwards? If it's a mitzvah, you'd want to conjoin in the Bipashtas, if it's a mitzvah. Because the Shevach Adarabba, you say Shechiyanu as soon as possible after you did the mitzvah. The Shevach is not really connected to that Laka. So you can make it later, before, but don't be Masik with an unrelated non-Bichsa mitzvah, Bracha, in between the halakha and the shechiyano, which should always be as adjacent to the mitzvah as possible. Those are five nafkaminos, Saturn, Sen, Shas, and Nisim. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. See you Tuesday night at my house. Time to be determined. No idea when it will be. I've got three doctor's appointments and a party, but we'll get it done somewhere. At some point, we'll get it done. Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Have kavana, Shas, and Nisim. Have kavana, Shas, and Nisim. Go get the buses, guys.
Do we pass them on one side?
Pass them what? Which one?